Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this needs to be called out immediately. At midnight last night, the President of the United States threatened Republican Chris Christie because Chris Christie simply criticized Trump on TV. And you need to keep in mind, this is the second time this has happened over the past week. It was only a few days ago that Trump's own former national security advisor, John Bolton, had his home raided in front of the press after Trump had been issuing threats for years. After top Republican officials at the DOJ had been issuing threats for years. So the other thing that I want to point out is that Chris Christie was on TV criticizing this John Bolton raid, which only further proves the idea that this is public intimidation. When Chris Christie goes on TV and says, hey, maybe we shouldn't be raiding former national security advisors for petty reasons, and then Trump later that night says, oh, Chris Christie, we're going to investigate you just for criticizing me. You're proving Chris Christie's point that you're using the executive branch for the most authoritarian ends possible. So let's break this all down. And you know, with no time to waste, let's start off with the Chris Christie clip, and then we'll go into Trump's midnight reaction. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm super grateful to be back in the Chicago studio. We did CNN, we did a Nashville debate, and then we did Omaha, Nebraska with Senator Elizabeth Warren. So it was a great week. Let's jump in here.
Let me play something for both of you that J.D. Vance had to say about this on Friday.
Well, so we're in the very early stages of an ongoing investigation into John Bolton. I will say we're going to let that investigation proceed. We are investigating Ambassador Bolton, but if they ultimately bring a case, it will be because they determine that he has broken the law. We're going to be careful about that. We're going to be deliberate about that because we don't think that we should throw people, even if they disagree with us politically, maybe especially if they disagree with us politically, you shouldn't throw people willy-nilly in prison.
So Chris, I counted three times where he used the word we. We are in the very early stages. We are investigating. We are going to be deliberate. We?
Yeah, sure.
What does the vice president have a role in a criminal investigation?
Constitutionally, not to the best of my knowledge. But look, let's face it. The president said earlier in that video you showed, you didn't show this piece, where he said he's the chief federal law enforcement officer in the United States. Donald Trump sees himself as the person who gets to decide everything. And he doesn't care about any separation. In fact, he absolutely rejects the idea that there should be separation between criminal investigations and the politically elected leader of the United States. This is much different than it's ever been run before. But look, let me say candidly to the American people who are watching, you were told this. You were told that this was what he was going to do. And not by me, by Donald Trump.
Chris Christie is rather right here. I mean, I disagree with him on a lot, but he has been a vocal critic of Donald Trump and Trump's use of authoritarianism in the executive branch. Chris Christie is a Republican who was the former governor of New Jersey and a presidential candidate who ran on stage next to Trump, but of course did not win. Now, the thing that's interesting is in World War II, or I guess before World War II in the late 1930s, now, there's more to the clip to play, but an interesting piece of history to point out is that throughout the 1930s in Germany, Hitler and his gang would target not just people on the other side, but they actually began targeting people who were on their political side, but who just criticized them and disagreed with them. Number one, to punish dissent, but number two, to remove any moderate options on their side who may appeal as more rational or be more rational. So they would actually target their own side. Kind of feels like Trump's been targeting a lot of Republicans lately, but let's finish this clip.
During the 2024 campaign, he told you he was going to do this, that he was going to have a Justice Department that acted as his personal legal representation. And that is what they're doing. And J.D. Vance is just, quite frankly, got caught telling the truth because they are running it.
And of course, usually you don't comment on an ongoing investigation. That's, I mean, how many times have we tried to ask officials about X, Y, or Z. It's like, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation.
For 7 years when I was the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, if I ever commented on an ongoing investigation, that would be one of the rare times that I would get a call from Maine Justice saying, knock it off. You're not allowed to do this. It's not appropriate. People are innocent until proven guilty. And for the vice president to say, well, we shouldn't willy-nilly throw our opponents in jail. This looks like statesmanship in this administration.
I actually think that was well said. I'm going to say it. I think Chris Christie is articulating the problem very, very well. So well that Donald Trump decided to launch this long attack saying, I just watched sloppy Chris Christie be interviewed on a ratings challenge news show. Any Trump supporters watching this, can you really sit there and defend the president of the United States going on manic meltdowns at midnight trying to attack not only quote unquote sloppy Chris Christie, but then he attacks Jonathan Carl's hair? Dude, focus on prices. Can I just go over really quickly to the adammochler.com website? We have articles written by Gen Z policy advisor Micah Irfan. I write articles here. We have articles written by a multitude of people. Make sure you go to adammochler.com or the top link in the description. But we just released one this morning that says, yes, tariffs are raising prices. Here's five examples. Because before I read this tweet from Trump, which I will, I want to make sure that we're not being totally distracted from the fact that he hasn't done anything he's promised to. The prices are a really good example. Gaming consoles. Due to the 15% tariff on all Japanese goods, Sony just this week raised the price of the PS5 by $50. A few months earlier, Microsoft did the same with Xbox. Coffee. This one is big. In July, coffee prices surged 14.5% year over year. Coffee shops around the country are feeling it. Jessica Simons, owner of Bethany's Coffee Shop in Lincoln, Nebraska, told CNBC her costs are up 18% to 25%. Most U.S. coffee comes from Brazil, which now faces a 50% tariff, not because of any economic reason, but because Trump wants to help Bolsonaro get out of trouble. Cars. With a 25% global tariff on imported cars and car parts, prices are already creeping up despite inventory lags. Mini Coopers are up about 11%. What about steel? Domestic steel producers have lifted prices roughly 16% this year, and they're set to rise further after Trump doubled steel tariffs from 25 to 50%. In big box stores, a CNBC analysis of 50 Walmart products found prices rose as much as 51% following Walmart's announcement that it would raise prices. All right, this brings me on to Trump's post. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mochler website if you just click the top link in the description. I think it's really important that while we cover Trump's authoritarianism, we make sure that's not the main focus, because his authoritarianism only increases as he fails. He fails to produce any economic results. He fails to end any wars. He fails to release any sort of Epstein files. This reads, I just watched sloppy Chris Christie be interviewed on a ratings-challenged news show this week with George Sloppidopoulos on ABC Fake News. By the way, what the hell happened to Jonathan Carl's hair? He looks absolutely terrible. It's amazing what bad ratings on a failed television show that was forced to pay me $16 million can do to one's appearance. I love how Trump is criticizing other people's hair. I love to take hair advice from Donald Trump. Can anyone believe anything that sloppy Chris says? Yeah, actually, I think Chris put up some really good arguments in this. Even if I disagree with him on everything else, Chris was saying factual things, right? Do you remember the way he lied about the dangerous and deadly closure of the George Washington Bridge in order to stay out of prison, at the same time sacrificing people who worked for him, including a young mother who spent years trying to fight off the vicious charges against her? Chris refused to take responsibility. For the sake of justice, perhaps we should start looking at the very serious situation again. No one is above the law, says Trump after literally escaping multiple cases by becoming president, number one. Number two, this is not justice. The president using his Truth Social account to threaten somebody with an investigation, that is public intimidation. This is different than some, you know, local attorney general opening an investigation into something because they want to figure out what's going on with innocent until proven guilty. No, no, no. This is the president threatening an investigation, using the idea that an investigation could occur to try to silence a speech of Chris Christie. He wants to silence Chris Christie from criticizing him. And the scary part is, it might actually work. Chris Christie probably doesn't want his home raided and his children woken up or in the middle of the night with guns. I don't know, like, At the end of the day, I don't know how any Trump supporter can justify this. I'm going to leave this video here, but if you appreciate the news that we break down, if you appreciate the pushback that we provide, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.